tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this amazing series Dimensions of Islamic Life, where we discuss different aspects of our life as a Muslim, the challenges that we face together with that the Islamic solutions, inshallah azza wa jal. And in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss, be a good host. Yes, alhamdulillah, it is a beautiful and unique quality of a believer, of a Muslim, to respect and honor the guest and be a good host. As the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has left his beautiful sunnah and teachings for us in this regard. Before we discuss the topic, let's inshallah azza wa jal extol the virtues of reciting salat and salam in the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. After having recited the salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's inshallah azza wa jal at the same time moisten our tongue with dhikr Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, there's a beautiful kalam of Ustad Zaman Allama Hasan Azakha alayhi rahmatu rahman, who's the brother of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman. And he beautifully has composed this naat in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try to understand and do enjoy this beautiful kalam, the naat of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says,
Dameez tirab mujhko jo khaya le yaar aaye, Dameez tirab mujhko jo khaya le yaar aaye, mere dil mein chain aaye to se qarar aaye, teri wahshaton se ae dil mujhe kyun naar aaye, teri wahshaton se ae dil mujhe kyun naar aaye, tunhin se dur bhaage jinhein tujh pe pyar aaye, tunhin se dur bhaage jinhein tujh pe pyar aaye, dameez tirab mujhko jo khaya le yaar aaye, mere dil ko darde ulfat wo sukoon de ilahi, mere dil ko darde ulfat wo sukoon de ilahi, meri beqarariyon ko na kabhi qarar aaye, meri beqarariyon ko na kabhi qarar aaye, mujhe nazm chain bakhshe mujhe maut zindagi de, mujhe nazm chain bakhshe mujhe maut zindagi de, wo agar mere sirhane dame tizar aaye, dameez tirab mujhko jo khaya le yaar aaye, نہ حبیب سے محب کا کہیں ایسا پیار دیکھا، نہ حبیب سے محب کا کہیں ایسا پیار دیکھا، وہ بنے خدا کا پیارا تمہیں جس پہ پیار آئے، وہ بنے خدا کا پیارا تمہیں جس پہ پیار آئے، تیرے صدقے جائے شاہ تیرا یہ ذلیل منگتا، تیرے صدقے جائے شاہ یہ تیرا ذلیل منگتا، تیرے در پہ بھیک لینے سبھی شہر یار آئے، دمیز تیراب مجھ کو جو خیال یار آئے، تیری رحمتوں سے کم ہے میرے جرم اس سے زائد، تیری رحمتوں سے کم ہے میرے جرم اس سے زائد، نہ مجھے حساب آئے نہ مجھے شمار آئے، نہ مجھے حساب آئے نہ مجھے شمار آئے.
In the last shir in the maqta he says,
حسنن کا نام لے کر تو پکار دیکھ غم میں، حسنن کا نام لے کر تو پکار دیکھ غم میں، کیے وہ نہیں جو غافل پس انتظار آئے.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Indeed, alhamdulillah, it is a beautiful kalam written gracefully by Ustad Zaman Hazrat Allama Hasan Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, the brother of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, truly immersed in the love of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Reverting back to our topic of discussion today, alhamdulillah, which is that we need to be and to learn to be a good host, meaning when the guests arrive, what is our first thought in our day and time? We have seen people, family members, frowning at the arrival of a guest. Oh, now we have to host this person, cook meal for him, right? This is in the Islamic value when somebody arrives at our doorsteps. Alhamdulillah, the Islamic value is the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam would host gracefully a guest that came to his door. Though he may not be a Muslim even, Allahu Akbar, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by his beautiful character, turned the hearts of thousands of people. He melted their hearts, alhamdulillah. And then they voluntarily recited the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam after admiring the beautiful character and the face of Islam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, extending hospitality and giving respect to guests are a high culture and an important symbol of excellent manners in the Islamic society. Islam has placed great importance on hospitality. Our beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would extend hospitality to guests himself, and it has been proven that if nothing was available in his blessed home, sallallahu alaihi wasallam would even borrow money for the guests. Sayyidina Abu Rafi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that once when a guest came to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent me to a Jew to borrow some grain. But this Jewish person refused to lend me grain without any pledge, meaning something in return that he could withhold. So the beloved Prophet ﷺ pledged his armor in order to borrow grain. Subhanallah. Look at the value of the beloved Mustafa ﷺ that he instills, that he teaches us, his ummah, his sahaba. And we need to nurture these values. We need to adhere to these values. When the guest arrives, instead of looking at it in a negative way, change our approach and turn it into a positive, because when the guest arrives, he already brings his risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not us that are providing him with a meal. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has arranged the provision for the meal of the guest. And the guest comes bringing with him the barakah and the blessings. Buzurganideen, they used to be so enthusiastic about having guests over. Sayyidina Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, from his darbar, who's a true devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, thousands are fed on a daily basis. Allahu Akbar. And he is the host, subhanallah. And he's spreading this beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to host people gracefully and feed them. Yet, we, as those who we call ourselves the Chishtis or the Qadris, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whenever somebody went to him and asked him for something, he never refused. And he would say, it feels as if I have a hole in my hand. Whatever comes, it slippeth away. Meaning nothing lasts. Whenever the wealth or anything, money comes, as soon as it comes, he gives it away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes care of those who come to him looking for assistance. Subhanallah. The life of our pious predecessors, they are filled with these accounts where they are gracefully hosting the guest, honoring the guest, following the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one hadith, it is mentioned that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, the one who is not hospitable has no goodness in him. Realize the magnitude of this hadith. One who is not hospitable has no goodness in him. We can now gauge our state from this hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How hospitable we are, and where do we fall in the criterion that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us in this beautiful hadith. In another hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that the one who believes in Allah Almighty and the Day of Judgment should respect his guest, should honor his guest. Subhanallah. I once happened to be a guest at the house of one of the great ulama of our time. And he hosted us, alhamdulillah. And it was time of having meal. The cloth was laid out. The meal was served. And he came with a jug of water in his hand. And in the other hand, he had a dish. So he was holding the dish with one hand and he was pouring the jug of water with the other hand. And he was going to each and everyone. Such a great alim adeen. Subhanallah. But look at how he practiced the hadith of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I felt bad when he came, when it was my turn, he came to me holding the dish in one hand and pouring the water with the other hand. And he asked me to extend my hand to wash. And I felt bad. But then he reminded me that this is the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to honor the guest. Allahu Akbar. At the same time, he is teaching us the hadith of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these are the pious predecessors who truly can transform our life as Muslims. We should be Muslims in its true means and true sense of the word, and practice everything that a Muslim is supposed to be practicing. and get rid of all the evil qualities which is not befitting us being the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll explore more this beautiful topic about hosting gracefully and honoring the guest as the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do. Inshallah azza wa jal, after we are back listening to this beautiful kalam, and this is alhamdulillah my favorite kalam, As-salam ya Nabi, and it is recited by our brother Saptar Akhtari Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. Inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to listen to this kalam and we'll be back inshallah. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam.
रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे ऐ दामाने रहमत वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम
अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी या नबी अस्सलाम अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी या नबी अस्सलाम
दे दिए तुमको अपने खजाने रब्बे इज्जत रब्बे उलाने दे दिए तुमको अपने खजाने रब्बे इज्जत रब्बे उलाने दोनों जहां की नेमत वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम अस्सलामु अलैया
या रसूल अल्लाह
मुस्तफा मंबाउल सफा सैयदुल अंबिया مشعل في الوفا مستفيد فيه للمصطفى مدفا
مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان فيت فيه لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي للسماء تقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دھوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمروں
سيدنا النبي قمر وجميل
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 وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وأما نبالغ كل العباد وأما نبالغ كل العباد وأما نبالغ كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
سيدنا النبي قمر وجميل
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 وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل
بو جهل العينك الما پڑتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل لائی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا دو والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي مولايا صلي وسلم دائماً أبداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ يا رسول الله
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي
يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا لك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام سبحان الله such a beautiful kalam and rendition alhamdulillah in the praise of the beloved Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم alhamdulillah as we are discussing the etiquettes of being a good host and to honor our guest, subhanallah. In this regard, we have heard the ahadith of the beloved Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when someone would come to host that person, if the beloved Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, didn't have anything, he sent a sahabi to borrow some grains, and for that he even gave his possession to withhold. So he could honor this guest and feed this guest. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, a noble prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alayhi salam would go to the extent that he would not even eat if he didn't have a guest. Subhanallah. And he would honor his guest. And it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also it is narrated that Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Musayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Kana Ibrahim Khalilur Rahman awwalan nas dayyafa dayf, meaning Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first person to be a host, meaning to have guest over, and he was the first person who had khatna. وَأَوَّلَ النَّاسِ قَصَّ شَارِبَهُ, and he was the first person to trim his mustache. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first host in the history of mankind. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And following into the practice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the embodiment of the beautiful character. About his character, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked, what is the character of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam? She said, don't you read Quran? The person said, yes, we do. She said, Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. That his character was the Holy Quran, subhanallah. And when it comes to the etiquettes of being a host, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went out of his way, alhamdulillah. And he would say the etiquettes of hosting someone at your home. And there are certain etiquettes that he taught that when he didn't have anything, when a guest arrived, actually it was a non-Muslim who arrived and the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam hosted this non-Muslim as his guest. And he gave him milk to drink. He drank the milk, the entire milk of one goat, and he still wasn't satiated. Then the milk of the next goat was given to him. He drank that as well. Then the third, the fourth, like this, he drank the milk of seven goats. Only then he was satiated. And he was impressed at the hospitality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't refuse him. Allahu Akbar. Because it is not the habit of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say no. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, "Wah kya judo karam hai, shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi, maangne wala tera." But the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after giving him the milk of seven goats, when this person awoke the next morning, he embraced Islam on the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, impressed by the hospitality of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the milk of one goat. And as soon as he drank that milk, it sufficed him, subhanallah. This time he didn't need to drink the milk of seven goats, but only the milk of one goat sufficed him. Then the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a mu'min, a believer, he drinks in one intestine. Allahu Akbar. And a disbeliever, he needs seven. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So yes, this also highlights the virtue of qana'at, of being satiated with a little. And this quality was embedded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Sahaba and in the early Muslims. We need to learn this lesson of having the qana'at, having this surety that the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going anywhere, it will be there. So have sabr, patience. If you have little, be content with it. And this wealth of contentment is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more a person is content, is grateful, the more blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon that person. And these beautiful lessons are taught to us in the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is another beautiful narration in which it is mentioned that when the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they migrated with the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. And the Sahaba, they came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they were impressed by how the Ansar, the brothers, subhanallah, the Muhajireen and Ansar, they became brothers. So much so that the Ansar, meaning who were the residents of Madinah Munawwara, the locals, they would share all their profits with the Muhajireen who had forsaken their homeland, their belongings, their properties, just for the sake of Islam, alhamdulillah. And the Ansar brothers, they would give them everything that they needed. They would even work for them and share the profit with them. Subhanallah. Have you ever seen such a thing? The Ansar, Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were so hospitable that the Muhajireen Sahaba, they were astonished and they were amazed at this treatment of the Ansar. Subhanallah, their hospitality. And they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, we are the guests of such people that they spend lavishly upon us. And even if someone from the Ansar, they had very little, they even shared that with the Muhajirin Sahaba." And then they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we see that the Ansar, they go through all the hard work and effort. But when it comes to the profit that is gained from the hard effort, they share that with us. Meaning they don't make us work, but they make us their partners in the profit. Subhanallah. And Ya Rasulullah, we at the same time, we are concerned, perhaps they will gain the reward of our share as well. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "No, it will not happen. you should actually make dua for them in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must praise them for their service, for their beautiful code of conduct, for their hospitality. So yes, here alhamdulillah, we learned the etiquettes of being a good host, being hospitable, such as the Ansar, Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had displayed to the Muhajirin, their brothers. And at the same time, the Muhajirin, now the way they appreciated their efforts, their hospitality, that shows the etiquette of a guest. Today, we are highlighting a much needed motivation for the community, for our society, and that is to be more hospitable. Because nowadays, as we are moving away from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are forgetting the Islamic values that had the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They made them the leaders of the world. And today, in the same world, we are moving in one way or another, some of us moving to that life that is not of honor, but the life of disgrace. And that isn't called for. That is not something we should strive for. We need to adopt the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become honorable members of the society and the honorable ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and gain our honor once again. And our honor lies in the slavery of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, the shair very beautifully says, unke jo hum ghulam the khalq ke peshwa rahe unse phire jahan to phir aayi kami waqar mein. That when we were the slaves of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unke jo hum ghulam the khalq ke peshwa rahe, we were the leaders of the world, unse phire jahan to phir, and our decline came when we had left the path of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah. That is the cause of our ruin in this day and age. So inshallah azza wa jalla, let's revive and let's inshallah practice this beautiful sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam of being hospitable to our guests. Call people, invite people over. Alhamdulillah, when you are seated to eat and there's enough meal to share, don't hesitate. If there are people around you, your co-workers, or somebody outside, or somebody just came, visited you, extend the meal, alhamdulillah, and there you can share, and there is more barakah in it. The more you share, the more barakah in it, alhamdulillah. There is a distinguishing factor that a believer shares the meal, and a disbeliever does not. And a believer, alhamdulillah, it is amongst the etiquettes of consuming and eating, is that one shouldn't be quiet. We should actually engage in a conversation and eat. Why? Because the disbelievers in that time, they used to be all quiet. But the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam opposed this notion. Inshallah azza wa jal, for now we have a beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina, inshallah azza wa jal, after we go and listen to this beautiful clip about the contentment with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi, also known from amongst the great walis of Allah, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi, no one ever saw him smiling, only in one occasion when his son Sayyidina Ali bin Fuzail rahmatullah alayhi passed away. Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi started to smile. People asked him, what sort of joyful moment is this that you are smiling? He said that I am smiling because I am content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, the situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put me in, I am pleased with that. And the passing away of my son is indeed the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is teaching us a great lesson. And that great lesson is that if we go through any difficulty, any hardship, or even the passing away of our loved ones, remember that this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's going to happen. This is part of life. we all have to leave this world. But be content, be happy with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah, through the blessing of this, you'll be able to gain the blessings of this world and also the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to learn from the life of this great wali, Sayyidina Fazail bin Iyaz, rahmatullah alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, welcome back dear viewers. We are now introducing our segment for today, and that is, to succeed, you must read. Alhamdulillah, we should become a reading nation. And the first command that was revealed upon the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the court of Allah azza wa jal in the form of wahi, the first verse of the Holy Quran, Iqra, subhanallah, Allah azza wa jal says and command the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The revelation came in the cave of Hira. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came, and this is the first verse, Iqra. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. And it means read. So therein lies great wisdom, that we as the ummah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should adhere to the beautiful command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this segment is there to ensure that inshallah azza wa jal we are looking forward to bettering ourselves academically as well. I mean, everything stems from a thought, a theory, and that comes from studying and reading and learning. And inshallah azza wa jal, then only we can put it into practice. And today's book and publication is about defects. And the title of the book is, Who Can Be Informed About Defects? On page 3 of this book, it is mentioned about the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that rains down upon the sunnah inspired ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, in the du'as that are made in the ijtima, and we should make sure to attend the ijtimas of Dawat-e-Islami in your area, in your locality, wherever you are, inshallah Azza wa Jal, every Thursday the ijtima is hosted, and we should make sure that we are present there. So when all the brothers, alhamdulillah, they are raising their hands in dua and saying Ameen, our duas can also be accepted in the gatherings of zikr. And there is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking place, and the zikr of his beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Sayyidina Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the mercy of Allah descends during the remembrance of the pious. When the mercy is showered during the rain of mercy, when we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when the beloved people of Allah azza wa jalla are remembered, then this rain will encompass and will cover all the attendees, alhamdulillah. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma beautifully says, Barasta nahi dekkar abr rahmat, bado par bhi barsa de barsane wale. Subhanallah. Now about the content of the actual book, on page 4 it is mentioned that there's a beautiful ruling of Islam regarding backbiting against an entire nation. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned on page number 173 of Bahar-e Shariat, volume 16. And it is stated that backbiting against the entire population of a particular town or city is not considered as backbiting. For example, saying something like, the people from there are such and such. This is because such statements are usually intended against some people associated with that town or city, and their specific details are not mentioned. It would be classified as backbiting if the sentence was targeting a particular person or a particular group, and the people mentioned recognized, or if the sentence was intended to speak ill of each and every person from there. So yes, these are the Sharia rulings that we get to learn from this beautiful publication, alhamdulillah. I'm just conveying to you, narrating to you different portions of the books and what you may find, subhanAllah, the jewels and the gems that you will find, and the advices, the nasiha that you will come across in this beautiful book. And the book's title again is Who Can Be Informed About Defects? Now, how is it about imitating a disabled person? It is mentioned in the book that on page number 5 actually, imitating a crippled person, or for that matter, imitating any specific Muslim's shortcoming also falls under backbiting. In fact, it is worse than backbiting with words, because imitating the actions of others also provides a complete visual for better understanding than words alone. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, now we have another beautiful clip which we are going to watch inshallah, and after that we will return and continue with our segment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
If we develop our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal and we rely on Him completely, we will be amazed with the results. And this comes from the sincerity of the heart, that we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we trust Him, we turn to Him as well. Listen to this narration and make an intention to put our full trust in our Creator, Rabb Azza wa Jal. There was a rich person. He owned a luxury vehicle. He had a nice home, a very successful business. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him everything that he wanted. One day, he comes home from work, from his business. In the evening, he spends some time with his family, with his children. He has his dinner, his supper, and he attends to some important tasks. He goes to lay on his bed. He tries to sleep, but he ends up tossing and turning. He's just unable to sleep. He's so uneasy, because sleep is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He grants this to whom He wills. The rich man thinks to himself, you know, I'm just so uncomfortable. I feel uneasy. Let me go outside. Let me take some fresh air. He goes out. He decides, let me take a drive. He sits in his lovely vehicle. He takes a drive and he goes around the block. And as he's driving, he is passing a masjid. So he makes a U-turn and he thinks, let me go into the masjid. He parks his car, goes inside, makes wudu, enters the main hall. And of course, it's dark, it's quiet, there's nobody there. But then he gets a surprise, because he hears a very faint sound. He hears a person crying. And he follows the sound. And he observes a very poor person sitting in one corner, all alone in the darkness. And this person is crying profusely and making dua. So he overhears the dua. That, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, my daughter is ill. The doctors say she needs an operation. I am poor, Ya Allah. I have no wealth. I have no money. I cannot afford it, Ya Allah. You are the creator of all means, Ya Allah. Shower your mercy upon me. Observing this, the wealthy person, he moves forward closer to the poor individual. And he says, oh man, I just heard your dua. And whatever I have on me, I will give it to you. I will give it to you and I will give you my business card as well. If you need more, contact me. I will help you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So he empties his pockets, whatever cash he has on him, he gives it to the poor person. The poor person was not greedy for wealth. He returned the business card to that person, to the rich man, and said, I'm not in need of this. I have somebody that I can go to and ask. So the rich man says and asks that, if you have somebody to go to, what are you doing here? Why don't you go to him and seek your help? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The poor person says, I am sitting at the door of the one who has all ability and power to help me, my Rabb Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this took back the rich man. He became surprised. Subhanallah, look at the yaqeen, look at the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of this person. Allahu Akbar. You and I, whatever problems and difficulties we are facing in life, turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue making du'as. Continue establishing your salahs. These things will help us. Will help us here and in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As time has come to an end, inshallah azza wa jal, I hope that the book presented to you by Maktabatul Madina in today's segment, Who Can Be Informed About Defects, inshallah azza wa jal, you go to the website of Dawat Islami and you can download and read through this entire book, inshallah azza wa jal. It is just over 30 pages, not a lengthy read. You can finish it in one sitting, inshallah azza wa jal. And now we are going to conclude our today's program and episode. So keep reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.